All right, lady, drop that spatula or you're scrambled.
Go ahead. Make my day. Well, I guess I showed you.
Show me more.
Oh, Jason, the kids.
I can kiss the kids later. You know, I read an article that said that two career couples should really make special effort to always remain frisky.
At breakfast?
At all meals.
What's the matter? You guys aren't getting enough?
Mike, a lot of kids would get smacked for a remark like that.
Oh, come on, Dad. You can't hit me. You're a liberal humanist.
Could be an accident.
Could be a dream come true.
Well, can't we sell Carol and get a tape deck for the Volvo?
Mike, you give new meaning to the word vacuous.
Oh, yeah? What was the old meaning?
I rest my case.
Ben! Ben! What's so funny, Ben?
That Phyllis George, she screwed up again.
Hey, what's that you're reading about?
Well, it says here that as the universe expands, all matter is slowly degenerating into a state of total disorganization.
Thank God, I thought it was just me.
Yeah, so what are you guys doing tonight? The House of Sweat? Yeah, great. Hey, look, can I talk to you guys later? Yeah, bye.
Mike, what is the House of Sweat?
Well, it's, you know...
It's that new under 20 dance club on Jericho Turnpike.
Yeah, and it sounds like a great idea, Mom. Ah, it's a safe, wholesome place for teens to congregate.
And the larger the group, the smaller their brains get.
Oh, come on, Maggie.
Yeah, come on, Maggie. Yes, well, time to go wait for that school bus. You know, if I hurry, I can still get a seat in the non-smoking section.
Good day. Bye, sweetie. Bye, Ben. I love you.
Later, Ben. I still have some paperwork to do before my 9 o'clock gets here. And if you start feeling frisky and you have 8 or 10 seconds before work, you know where to find me.
Ben, what are you doing here? You'll miss the bus. What's the matter, honey?
Dad didn't know how to do my elbow.
Oh? Let me see. Oh, Dad did a great job on this cut. Superman Band-Aids, the works. Oh, I get it. He didn't kiss it. And say, I love you, little pumpkin head.
It was all so clinical.
Oh.
Mom, how come you had to go back to work?
I didn't have to, Ben. I wanted to. Come here. Ben, imagine you had to spend 15 years in this house without ever going out to play. You'd go crazy, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, a lot of grown-ups feel the same way about work.
That's sick, Mom.
And I know this has been a big change for all of us. And I worry about not being here for you because, well, you're the youngest. And I worry about not being here for Carol because she's a girl and she needs her mother. And I worry about not being here for Mike to keep him from accidentally blowing something up. And believe me, I worry about leaving your father here to cope with all you monsters.
You shouldn't worry so much, Mom. You'll make yourself crazy.
I love you, little
It's always the same dream, Doc. I'm on a subway, and this woman sits across from me, this beautiful woman. And I look at her, she looks at me. I lick my lips. She licks her lips. This goes on. And then finally she leans across and she whispers to me, "You have huge knees." Does that mean anything, Doc?
Good for about $5 a piece.
Good visit, Walter. And don't worry too much about this thing, okay? See you next week. Bye-bye.
Can I talk to you for a second, Dad?
Sure.
In your office?
Sure.
Kids.
Me?
Yeah.
So, you wanted to talk about something?
Yeah, mostly I just wanted to mention how smoothly things have been running since the wife went back to work and you moved your practice into the house.
Well, thank you.
Dad, we've been friends now for a long time, right?
Off and on, yeah.
Off and on, I love that. See, Dad, you know that dance hall place that I mentioned this morning?
The House of Sweat.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry and I were talking, and we decided to...
Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry Delish. He's an older friend of mine, excellent driver with 2 years of driver's ed.
2 years of driver's ed?
Yeah, see, in his first class, he ran over a dog. But he drove beautifully after that. We're talking one tiny, reckless little dog here, Dad.
Tough break.
Yeah. So anyway, I was thinking that maybe we could go down there tonight, and Jerry would drive, so you wouldn't have to do
it. What would your mother say?
Mom? I guess you would say... What's the phrase I'm looking for here, Dad?
No.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it means I can't go, right?
Well, it just means I don't like you coming in here and trying to get away with something. That's not the relationship I want to have with you.
I'm sorry, Dad.
All right, now look. Now that I'm in charge at home, we can try things my way.
All right.
You don't even know what my way is.
Sure I do, Dad. It's a Sinatra song.
You're walking a fine line here, Mike. Okay, look, here's the deal. I'll give you a little more freedom. You better promise me a lot more responsibility.
Hey, no problem, Dad. I swear, I am ready for total responsibility.
Mike, I'm not ready for total responsibility.
You're right, sorry.
Okay. You go out and have a good time. Just remember what we talked about.
Absolutely, Dad. Thanks, I promise. Wait, what about Mom? What if she's mad?
Mike, your mom's not an ogre. I'll talk to her. She'll understand.
You let him do what?
Maggie, he's 15 years old now.
So he's 15. It's completely arbitrary to just pick an age like that and say that is when a kid is mature.
You know, by the time Mozart was 15, he'd written 7 symphonies?
That's because Mozart's father didn't let him go to the House of Sweat.
Who did he go with?
I don't know, some kid. Jerry Dillish, Delish.
Jerry... dog killer, Delish.
Maggie, he hit one dog.
Yeah, but he hit it 4 times.
Okay, well, Mike isn't Jerry, and a kid needs some freedom in order to learn responsibility.
Ah, Jason, I know you believe in this unlimited human potential stuff. And that's great for your patients. But when it comes
to our own children,
I believe in original
sin.
Sin. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have gone back to work.
Now, come on, Maggie, don't say that. Now, you took 15 years off to raise a family, and you deserve to go back to work now. You just have to have a little more faith in me and the kids.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. We shouldn't be worrying. We should be celebrating. Which is why I've taken the liberty of placing some chilled champagne in a little bucket beside the bed. Slipped some satin sheets on the old bouncer.
Satin sheets. You?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the guy in the store showed me some before and after pictures of a couple who tried them, and they looked very satisfied.
What about Ben and Carol?
Well, I slipped some sleeping pills into their Gatorade. They'd be asleep for about 3 weeks.
Jason.
Well, I didn't really, but they are. And we can. I did. Hello. Yeah, this is Jason Seaver. No, you must be looking for someone else because. Take your clothes off. No, no, our Mike is only 15, so he wouldn't be driving a car. I see.
What did he say?
He said that's why your Mike is in our jail.
You in for, kid?
I killed a man just to watch him die. You?
Unpaid parking tickets.
No, it's my mom.
Come on, Maggie. We don't even know the facts yet. I mean, it's not so unusual for a teenage boy to have a minor run-in with the police. Some of these guys can be real macho headbangers.
Hiya. You folks care for some hot cocoa? I just made a fresh pot.
Look, we're the Seavers. You've locked up our son. An officer claimed he was driving a car.
Yes, sir. We picked him up in the House of Sweat parking lot. He'd been driving in circles for approximately 12 minutes.
Okay, so a 15-year-old boy drives his friend's car around the lot a few times.
Oh, did I mention he sideswiped the police car on the way out?
He what?
He tore that bumper off like it was peeling an orange. A $350 orange.
Hiya, Dad, Mom. You look good tonight. You look young.
Come on, son.
Mom, Dad, this is Jerry. I guess it's kind of hard to see the basis of our friendship, huh?
I don't know. He has a certain carefree charm.
You should see him when he's sober.
Mike, you will be grounded for 2 months.
2 months? Dad, can't you talk to her?
Oh, I did, Mike. Originally, it was 1 month.
That means you added a month.
Nothing gets by you, does it?
Dad, you said you talked.
Damn it, Mike, you said you could act responsibly. Now, I don't want to hear another word out of you. Is that clear?
Romantic evening. Anyone who's not used to satin sheets could easily have an accident.
Maggie, don't patronize me, okay? And where the hell are my pajamas?
I'm sorry. I'm really not sure.
Well, you wouldn't think it'd be so damn tough to keep tabs on a pair of pajamas around here.
Jason, I don't understand why you're so upset. I mean, it's not like this is the first time he's screwed up.
Who screwed up?
Mike.
Who said anything about Mike? I'm upset because I can't find my pajamas. I mean, if you just left a pair of pajamas around, and these are big pajamas I'm talking about, well, I think if that just vanished in a thin air, well, wouldn't you be pretty upset?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm amazed at the way you're holding together. What?
I've never seen Dad actually too mad to talk.
Well, thanks for your support. You know, I feel like a new man now.
Sorry. Look, it's not so bad. I bet in a year he'll look back at this whole thing and laugh. Okay, maybe chuckle.
Okay, I admit it. I'm upset with Mike.
Oh?
Aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm furious. But no more furious than I've been at him a dozen other times before. I mean, he's a kid, Jason. What did you expect?
Yeah, but he sat not 3 feet away from me and he said, Dad, I swear it, I'm ready for total responsibility.
Jason, you are not ready for total responsibility. I mean, face it, the boy's 15. He's a hormone with feet.
I know, but someday that hormone will be a man. And I want that man to have a sense of responsibility.
Go talk to him. You won't sleep if you don't. Don't worry. I'll continue the search for the pajamas. What?
You were asleep.
I was. And it was a dream. Oh. You're still angry? Hey, Dad, I know this is no excuse, but Jerry's car handles really badly. And I was the one who decided Jerry was too drunk to drive.
Mike, he was unconscious.
I know.
What are you doing with a kid who drinks like that?
I should have called you.
Why didn't you?
Well, Dad, there was these girls there.
Ah, of course. Wouldn't want them to think you had parents. Mike, what kind of a relationship are we going to have if I can't trust you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a jerk. Maybe you shouldn't trust me.
Well, that's certainly one way to go. That's the way my father went with me. I guess I hoped that when I had a son, it would be different.
I know, Dad.
Mike, you probably don't remember this, but when you were 3 weeks old... I took you to the Mets home opener. Cradled you in my arms. Up comes Don Clendenin. Hits a shot off the left field scoreboard to win it in the 12th. I hugged you real tight, jumping up and down, and you threw up in your complimentary Mets batting helmet.
I'm sorry, Dad.
It was my fault. I never should have let you suck that beer off my finger.
No, Dad, I meant about tonight. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you.
You know, Dad, I try. I really try. But sometimes, almost without warning, I just find myself doing something really stupid.
Sort of an uncontrollable impulse, huh?
Yeah.
Or is it more like you think of doing something really stupid, and then you weigh your chances of getting away with it, and if they're better than 10%, you go for it.
Yeah.
That's why you're grounded for 2 months.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I did some pretty lame-o things in my day.
You?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, like I remember when I was 16, me and some buddies, we drove around town one night mooning everybody. We even mooned the mayor's wife.
You, Dad?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got arrested for indecent exposure. Had to let us off, though. Mayor's wife refused to make an identification.
You, Dad?
Will you stop saying that?
Does Mom know about this?
You're kidding? How do you think we met?
All right, Dad. Hey, Dad, do you ever get the urge to do dumb stuff now?
No. No, I don't, Mike. I think that's what being an adult is all about.
Oh. Oh, all right. Good night, Dad.
Night, son. Hey. Come back in here for a sec.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, a tumbling down. I feel my heart start to trembling whenever you're around.
Ow!
Ooh, baby, mm-hmm. When I see your face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Moon. 听力课堂，欢迎
听力课堂，欢迎
听啊点儿看。